Test, test, test. Kim Tudor with us from BASF, Technical Marketing Manager. Kim, let's start by recapping 2023 from a disease standpoint. What did we see out in these fields?
Well, you know, generally speaking, I would say across the Midwest, it was sort of a low disease pressure year. You know, it was really hot and really dry, broadly speaking. But I will say there were certain pockets in that particular geography and in your parts of the world as well. You mentioned up in the Dakotas and in Minnesota, you know, once we started to see a little bit of rain, I think disease really started to pop up. So in your part of the world, particularly with soybeans, I think there were some pockets of white mold that started to pop up, some Cercospora, some Septoria. And when we're talking wheat, we're thinking about Fusarium head blight, right, and those dawn infections. And so generally speaking, I'm not going to say it was a heavy disease pressure year, but what was interesting is when you think back to the disease triangle, right? There are three things you need for infection. You need the host. All right, well, we got lots of soybeans, we got lots of wheat, we got lots of corn. You need the pathogen. Well, we know we've got the pathogen. It overwinters, right, in the soil and in the stubble. You just need the right environmental conditions. And so I think that's what's important for growers to keep in mind is all it takes is a change of the weather and boom, all of a sudden you've got disease. And so in particular, let's be proactive instead of reactive. So the fungicide solutions that we have for our customers, if we're talking corn, we're talking Veltima fungicide. Soybeans, we're talking Revitech. And for wheat, if we're talking about early season flag applications, we want to be talking about Preaxor or Nexacor. And then for that head scab timing, that's going to be Spherix fungicide. It's going to be the best protection you can get against dawn.
No, growers are always looking to watch input costs and those kind of things. But as you mentioned, these are things that you need to be proactive on. How do you weigh that decision? How do you work with a grower in that process?
Well, nobody's going to know a field better than the grower, right? They're going to know their history. They're going to know what kind of diseases, what are the rumblings that they're hearing from their neighbors, right? So I think it's important to take that into consideration, but also reach out and talk with your local BASF representative. See what kind of solutions we have available, right, to meet your needs. BASF is committed to helping every grower maximize every acre. And the other thing I think that's important to highlight is that, you know, fungicides tend to go on later in the season, right? They can certainly go on earlier in certain crops like wheat, but they tend to go on later in the season when we're thinking about corn and soy. And oftentimes it can be, well, maybe I don't want to spend that extra money. But I think what's important to highlight is that we have seen our products consistently outperform the untreated acre 9 out of 10 times. Against the competition, it's 8 out of 10 times, and that's year over year. So my point is that regardless of the season, regardless of the disease pressure, regardless of the stress that your crop is experiencing, our products are going to consistently protect your yield. They're going to help your plants grow better, be more efficient, so that year over year, you see the advantage. And they're going to make growers and help growers feel more confident that they've done everything they can to hedge their bets to protect their crop and protect their investment.
Is that because of an added health benefit?
Absolutely. So in addition to incredible disease control, right, that's almost table stakes. If any fungicide that doesn't control disease is not going to be worth its own weight, right? But the other thing that our products bring are those benefits that you're talking about. So that environmental stress mitigation. So if it's hot and dry, like it was this past year, our products help keep those stomates. Stomates, we like to think of as kind of like pores on your skin, right? Helping that plant breathe, better gas exchange, cooler canopy temperatures. It's going to improve root growth, right? If you've got better root growth, you can better take up water and nutrients. It's going to help increase photosynthesis, which ultimately drives yield. And so you get that overall better growth efficiency. And so that growth efficiency is then what translates into more yield and ultimately into a return on their investment.
Again, we always enjoy the chance to touch base and learn what's going on with BASF. Thank you.
Thank you.